On today's MVP Baseball Podcast, we discuss the brutal losses for the White Sox with Eloy Jimenez and the Rays with Nick Anderson. We also discuss our 2021 MLB Awards predictions, and we also give our preview for opening day tomorrow. Can't wait. And at the end of the episode, we give our 2021 NL West outlook with off-season grades, standings predictions, and we tell you everything you need to know about the NL West in 2021. But first, without further ado, let's get it going. This is MVP Baseball. I'm your host, and I'm joined by three co-hosts. So we're gonna start injury news.
Eloy Jimenez injured. Jimenez.
This is my turn, Jaime. This is my team. This is my.
Unfortunately,
shut the fuck up. Yeah, it really is unfortunate. So, you know, Eloy Jimenez is a jackass, but I deeply like the guy.
Probably give him a kiss too.
I think he was gonna. This is a brutal loss. I think he was gonna be our best hitter this year. I'm pretty sure he's gonna be our best hitter this year. And he was. That's probably, I'd say 4 wins. That takes away at least 4 wins from the White Sox.
Oh, so they'll finish 4th in the division now?
Okay, shut the hell up. 4 wins. Just him leaving. Being gone. And then fucking Vaughn's going to try to play left field, which fuck me. Then prospect Zach Collins.
You're putting an infielder in the outfield.
I mean, he's a first baseman, and I mean,
don't you think they should go after Yasiel Puig? That's why I asked earlier, but you said F off.
I don't want fucking Puig.
Well, just give him like a cheap 1-year deal, though.
I want to fucking try Zach Collins, who's looked great, and then see what happens when he's fucking.
Watch them sign Puig, then cut him.
So, I don't think Puig's going to be getting a contract.
Did he still have COVID? Really?
What? So fucking stupid.
Yeah. All right. So, Eloy's gone 5 to 6 months. I think he'll be back.
Idiot.
Probably by the end of the regular season / playoffs. Brutal loss. You guys don't need
He to really wants to gun the MLB's page today. Well, he did, but not in the way how he wanted to.
What?
He wants to gun the MLB's page today on Instagram, but not in the way he wanted to.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking dick.
Am I wrong?
You think this is funny?
Yeah.
Such a dick.
He would be the best player on the D-backs instantly.
Maybe, but I doubt it.
No, there's literally zero argument. I mean,
no,
dude, I'm not gonna take your shit. All right. So,
award predictions. Let's get into it.
We have to talk about Nick Anderson's injury. You fucker.
Oh, I forgot. He got Nick Anderson, our favorite player.
So Nick Anderson injured. This is also a big hit to the Rays. Someone go.
Nick Anderson, friend of the show. Well, a friend of Mason's, definitely. RIP Nick Anderson, that's all to say.
All right, anybody else want to talk about Nick Anderson?
No.
Actually, is there any prospects that the Ray will bring up, you know, to fill in his spot? Or like.
Yeah, they plug and play. That's what the Rays do.
Yeah, better than the D-backs and the White Sox.
And the White
they
Sox
can just find some random
every
minor
team.
And every fucking team in the
league. They're like the New England Patriots of the MLB. Like, they'll just find, like, a random person at a grocery store, and it'll be, like, an all-star.
Moneyball type beat.
All right, do you have anything to say about it, fucking Mason?
No.
Dick.
Mason would be a good Squidward if Squid, the voice actor for Squidward, died.
C-Shack got released. We'll just mention that. Nobody needs to talk about that.
Gio Gonzalez retired. Yeah, White Sox great.
Yeah, who gives a Fox gives zero next.
Carson, how do you feel about Matt Harvey being added to the Orioles roster?
I don't know. I feel like SNY is a bit, their Instagram has a bit of an obsession over him. But anyways,
I'm surprised his arm didn't fall off.
Maybe he'll probably do good since he's not a Met anymore. Actually, no, he won't, because he probably still goes to strip clubs. Like, he sneaks out of the dugout.
Well, what's he have, like keeping his arm together, like a Batman bandage?
Yeah, probably.
Next time Matt Harvey gets injured, he said, "Oh, I got a boo boo."
He probably goes to, like, Publix and buys, like, the Batman, like the ones I used when I was 5, like the band-aids that have Batman on them.
Okay, I think we're done getting off topic, Zayden. Next,
you fucked everything right. off.
Okay.
Awards.
Okay. Awards. Awards predictions. Jaime, we're gonna start with rookie of the year.
Oh, okay. I got Andrew Vaughn from the White Sox.
Good pick.
Okay. I'm changing my pick. just joking.
Okay, he's got Vaughn. Who's your NL? We're not dealing with this shit.
I know. We made fun of Buck's dugout, but I'm gonna say Cabrian Hayes.
Jesus Christ! All right, Mason. Who is your AL Rookie of the Year and your NL Rookie of the Year?
Nico Gordon.
Of course.
Fuck. Rookie of the Year. I don't know how to say his name, but Kalanick. I don't know.
From the Mariners?
Yeah.
Kalanick.
Him and Hayes for that. No.
I'm surprised they didn't say anything, because he was like, good pick, Jaime.
Okay,
my pick's, like, really bold, but I have Nate Pearson.
Bruh.
It's really bold.
Jesus.
Want to make a bet on it?
I mean, there's bold and there's stupid.
No.
Which one? Okay, I got a bold take, Zayden. Madison Bumgarner will get traded to the White Sox.
You're hell. Calling my pick stupid.
I am. Okay.
You probably have Yoan Moncada winning MVP.
Oh, you should hear my pick.
We can't leak picks, fucker.
How about, since our picks are kind of going to be obvious, we give like our top three. Who we think's gonna win, and two on there.
I think we just do that for Cy Young and fucking MVP.
Okay. Are we doing MVP now?
Save no, for last. We're not. I got Vaughn and Hayes. I have Vaughn and Hayes.
Good pick.
Okay. AL and NL Manager of the Year. Hi.
I didn't even write that down. Dang it. Okay, I'll just go off on a whim.
Right. Mason,
no, ahead. I'll go off on a whim. I got it. For the AL, I see Tony La Russa winning it. And for the NL, what's his name from the Padres? Tingler.
All right.
I know. I'm going off a whim. Okay, I don't know.
AL, I got Montoyo, or however the hell you say it. And Tingler for the NL. All
right, Carson.
These are pretty obvious to me. Like, there's nothing really too bold, but Montoyo and Tingler.
Where's Montoyo from? Right, I don't even know.
The Blue Jays.
Okay. Blue Jays moment.
I was gonna say La Russa, and then Aloy got injured, so there that went.
I was joking.
I'm gonna go Dusty Baker of the Astros. Dusty Baker.
Wait, we didn't talk about the Korea, like the contract.
Stop getting us off topic.
Oh, okay.
All right, I got Dusty Baker, and for the NL, I have Craig Council.
Craig Council, okay.
Shut the fuck up, Matt Duffy is batting.
You good?
God damn. All right, AL Cy Young.
Three.
I mean, top.
Top three. God, I didn't even do two. Okay, I was going off on a whim right here again. Okay, for my winner, I have Jared Cole. Second is who do I got? Chris Sale, and third is Lucas Giolito. Call me a D writer, but I think Giolito is going to do really good this year.
Sale is not coming back to like.
Well, okay, he'll be so good that he still wins.
No, he's not going to be
fine. Second. Third.
Okay, fuck it then. Burn your own grave. Go ahead. Go ahead, Mason.
I got Cole winning it. Second, I got Bieber. And kind of forgot Sale's going to be out for like half the year or whatever. Verlander's out too. Damn.
Say Zach Greinke.
No.
I know you want to pick Jilly though.
Because.
Lance Lynn. Just say Lance Lynn.
Don't say Lance.
Here, Mason, just say Dylan Bundy.
What the fuck, Jaime?
If you don't want to say Giolito, just think of
three. Number three, or actually number one pick is Matt Harvey.
The Dark Knight.
He's pitching in the AL.
Just pick my eight of it. Fuck.
Okay, I changed it. My number three is now John Means from the Orioles.
Okay, guys.
I'm trying to fucking think. Fuck. I didn't really think this much about the AL one.
Just say that Uber guy from Minnesota.
Dobnak?
Yeah, Dobnak. Yankees fans be like, Uber, lol. All
right, Mason's still thinking, and he's not in here. So his
brain hurts.
So do I say, like, all three? Like, top three?
Say your top three for AL. Say your top two for AL.
So for the AL, I have Cole, Giolito, and Bieber. In that order.
Damn it.
Fuck.
No, you're not doing NL.
I opened up at that. God damn it.
All right, Payton,
I don't know. I didn't think about it.
You say Ryu. There's Ryu from the Blue Jays.
You really just don't want to say
I literally haven't thought about it.
Well, Randy Johnson. That's a good pick.
I'll go Bieber. I'll go Cole, Bieber, Giolito. NL, Jaime. Who's your NL? We all know who's
number one. Yu Darvish? Just joking. Actually, no, I have a surprise pick. Blake Snell, the Lizard.
That was a surprise.
Are you kidding me?
Wait, huh? Is he your winner?
Yeah. Oh, I thought Mason was going to rip me a new a-hole. Okay. Okay, okay. I got Snell, Darvish at second. Not Darvish. Who's from the Dodgers? Bueller second and Darvish at third. Pretty ballsy.
Wait, what? Did you not have DeGrom in the top three? Or
no, yeah, sorry.
No. Okay, go ahead.
Three.
I have DeGrom. If realistically, I have DeGrom at fourth, but you Darvish will do so good, he'll take over DeGrom's spot.
Jesus.
They got Bauer at fifth.
Yeah, he's having a malfunction. I think we need
Inspector right. Gadget.
I have DeGrom winning it. It may come a surprise here. Number two, I got Patrick Corbin.
Ooh.
Three.
All D-backs fans called Patrick Corbin overrated because of ERA, but if you actually looked at his FIP, he's actually like really good.
Okay, so
if only the voters would give a shit about it.
So I have DeGrom winning it. Woodruff at two, which actually, if you look into his numbers, he's a dark horse candidate. Snell, motherfucker. And Snell at three, Jaime's favorite player.
Fuck, that's what I wanted to. I completely forgot. I have Woodruff at three, actually. I completely forgot about him.
God damn.
I was going to put him initially, but I completely forgot right. about him. So he's my third choice, not sure. So.
Fuck it. Woodruff, DeGrom, Bueller. Alright, Woodruff, DeGrom. All right, AL, MVP, top three. Jaime will not take Trout.
What are you talking about? Okay, so.
Is your AL MVP?
Okay, the winner, I have Tim Anderson. Just joking. Okay.
No.
Mike Trout, oh my God, I'm having a brain seizure. Okay. Mike Trout, second, Aaron Judge, third. I'm being serious, Tim Anderson. Tim Anderson will have like a 412 BABIP, which is like super lucky. Then he'll fall off a cliff the next year.
Oh, yeah.
You said it yourself.
I said he won't. I didn't say he'd fall off a cliff. I said he'd regress.
A little. Okay.
Next. Okay, one winner, I got Trout, obviously. Two, Bregman. And three, Springer. I want to throw out my fourth, which is Xander Bogaerts.
No Judge, though? What?
God damn it.
What?
No Judge, though?
All right. Go ahead, fucking Carson.
Okay. For AL, I have Springer at for one, Trout at two, and then Bregman at three.
All right, I got Trout at one, Judge at two, Bogaerts at three. So that's mine. NL,
okay, I got the winner is Ian Happ. Okay, but in all seriousness, oh my God. Juan Soto at first, Ronald Acuña at second, and I have Yelich at third. At fourth, I have Harper, so for the Harper fans.
Copying Mason.
Right? What do you mean?
One.
Go ahead, Mason.
One. Same thing, Mason?
God damn it. One Soto, two Harper, and I'm kind of stuck between a couple players here. Okay, so I got Soto 1, Harper 2, and Freeman 3.
Soto 1, Harper 2, Acuna 3.
All right, I got... I got Harper 1.
Yeah, man of principle.
Man of principle. All right, that's our awards.
You want to do Gold Glove and Silver Sluggers now?
We are not doing every position Gold Glove, I mean.
I'll take like 10 years to finish that. Like, who they got? All like, right, they got Blackman, Story, who else?
Shut up! We're going to talk about the NL West now. I won't shut the fuck up. All right, Jaime, how was the D-backs offseason?
Okay, hold up. Let me pull up the notes. Let's see. Let's see. Let's start with the Nolan Arenado trade. Let's see. I was joking. Since you want to talk about the D-backs so bad, sure, I'll do it. Okay, let's just talk about what they did. What are you still laughing for?
Me and my friend sent me.
Was it like Zayden when there's no Mountain Dew?
Dude, go fucking Jaime. Come on.
Okay.
Fucking 12 o'clock on the East Coast, you fat fuck.
Did it look like I care? Where are you at anyways?
We're in Indiana.
Oh, I thought you were in Miami already. I was like, what?
No, that's why we're recording right now.
Okay. So D-backs made like 4 moves, and they, like, one was actually... Stop laughing, Carson. Stop laughing. Stop laughing. Okay. Okay, D-backs got, let's see. Joaquin Phoenix for a 1-year deal. He's like 37, which he'll probably do good for the first half, then just fall off a cliff. Like every other reliever that comes here. Let's see. They got Chris Davinsky, if I'm saying the name right, who's from Houston. He was good like 4 years ago, if I remember correctly. And they got Tyler Clippard, who was on the he's on the Twins, I'm pretty sure. So instead of, you know, fixing the horrible pitching staff we have with starters, because our best starter is right now, because that Gallon's out, is Madison Bumgarner. I don't like the season. I don't like it so far. They also got Asdrubal Cabrera, which he's all right.
That's legend.
Asdrubal.
And that's about it. That's literally all they did. They get a D-.
Hell, you really wanted? They're not gonna contend, Jaime. Who do you want them to sign?
They can at least. Well, like, they're not. Well, the thing is, what I'm expecting them to do is trade some. I actually thought the Cubs were gonna trade for Peralta, but they got a better outfielder, and what's his name again? Peterson. So
they shouldn't be adding anything.
They should be trading, actually, but they didn't do anything.
The season is coming. It's going to be here, and they're going
to
try.
Again, I thought the Cubs were made a move
for
Peralta.
Their best option is to tank.
Yeah, I know, like what the White Sox did for like 10 years.
You either suck or you're... What? Yeah, we did. We weren't mediocre like the D-backs, and you guys are going to fucking be mediocre for the next 10 years.
Carson.
Yeah?
You know Urinating Tree?
Yeah.
You remember that clip he put up with the Whites? He put a video of a tank flipping over, and he put the White Sox on it.
Yeah, it was the Orioles video. He said the tanks are so fucking loud in Baltimore that even the goddamn White Sox are jealous of their destruction.
Okay, that's all to say. But actually, I got a question for all of you guys. Like, where do you see Peralta? I think Peralta's going to get traded by All-Star break. Do you guys see, like, where do you guys see him going?
White Sox.
The hell?
I mean, I would say maybe, but then again, Jimenez is going to come back by All-Star break. Not All-Star. It's six. I'm so dumb. By the end of the season. Actually, yeah, they could use Peralta, actually.
Wait, you already said Tyler Clippert, right?
Yeah, I already said he's all right, but he's also old, I think.
Former Matt.
Mason, where do you think he's going to go, Peralta, if he gets traded? The Cubs, okay.
No, fuck no. We got Jock.
I'm going to say the Twins. Peralta to the Twins. There you go.
No.
Okay. Yeah, because they'll need to beat the White Sox even more.
You want to play some? You play some bet.
To be honest.
Actually, now I'm not.
Okay, if the Twins do better than the White Sox, you have to get yourself a vasectomy.
It's funny because we're talking about the D-backs.
If they were really going to trade him and O'Neill was doing bad, the Cardinals would probably try to trade for him.
Actually, yeah, the Cardinals would need him because the Cardinals need someone that can actually hit.
I know where he could possibly go.
Besides, you're not on Goldschmidt.
Where?
The Blue Jays need a left-handed bat to their lineup.
Fair point. Well, okay.
Well, there's other places too that had the Giants.
I was gonna ask you if you see Escobar and Calhoun being traded, but I don't think no one wants Escobar because Escobar did terrible last season.
I'd honestly take Escobar as a bench bat. Say that
he was better than Bryant like a year ago, Jaime.
Did I really say that?
Yeah,
you did.
I don't remember that. Never happens.
It's full of shit.
Yes, it did.
Fine then. We got to see Escobar getting traded.
Well, he'd be a getting
fucking DFA'd.
Like Mason's favorite player, Albert Almora.
Fuck, Albert Almora ass.
Breaking Nationals claim, right, Mason, Albert Almora. Breaking. He wins MVP because he left the Mets.
Of course.
Great.
Watch them trade Calhoun to like the Royals or something like that.
The Royals
or the Cardinals.
The Royals should be fucking tanking.
Well, who did they give $82 million to again? Can you remind me?
God damn it.
Grade.
Okay, Mason, you can go now.
D.
D? Okay.
Okay, Carson, or don't.
Okay, F minus. They signed they have Madison Bumgarner on their team, so automatic bad off season.
Exactly.
I'm just kidding. All jokes aside, this time D minus.
D minus.
I thought, man, they should have traded Calhoun, Walker.
They'll be gone.
Well, actually, Walker is still an arbitrage.
What the fuck are you gonna get out of Calhoun?
He actually did pretty good last year. Well, none of them, but he was solid.
How many times are you going to talk about 60 game season?
Okay.
So, yeah, I'll give the C. I said C minus. Yeah, C minus.
You give D-backs right, a C minus? That's generous. Generous.
Well, listen.
I'm a man of principle.
Insert Thanos meme.
Okay, so.
What's your man of principle this time?
What do you want the D-backs to do? You want them to trade people, right?
Yeah, I want them to trade the whole team.
They didn't need to do it in the fucking offseason. There's a whole season. So teams are going
to
figure out.
I hope they trade Nick Ahmed, man. I swear to God. I like Nick Ahmed, but.
Didn't he just get extended?
He got extended like last year. I was like, God dang it. I like him, but he can't hit if his life depended on it. And all jokes aside, despite how much I'm like,
yeah.
but he's good at defending, he can't hit.
D-minus. That's what I got.
The White Sox trying to trade for
they should just they should.
And put Anderson at DH.
That's so funny that I forgot to laugh.
At least Ahmed knows to play defense at a position which requires defense.
I mean, he can't hit.
Well, yeah, but Anderson can be DH. There you go.
Math 80 just
no, we already have enough problems there, all right?
Okay.
Anderson could be DH. It would have been a warning, fucker.
Okay, then. What team now? Wait, did everyone give their, like, grade?
Yes, it's C-.
Great. The actual worst team in the NL Central. Central, West, West.
Idiot.
Okay, we were talking about the Arenado trade last episode, so I don't think we need to get into it again, but I'll just say it real quick. Terrible trade. Terrible, terrible, terrible trade. Jeff Breidich is an idiot. If they fired him, they would instantly get a D, but they have not. I'm surprised. I think they're going to trade. I wouldn't be surprised if who's their best pitcher again? Marquez and Gray would get traded soon.
Freeland. Solid.
They will.
Actually, that's a good question. Bold prediction, Marquez to the White Sox.
I would love.
Look, Marquez is already good in Colorado. Like, he's solid. Imagine him outside of Colorado. Like, Jesus Christ.
Literally, I wanted us to make a run.
Okay, but they didn't really do anything. They got CJ Cron, who's actually a solid first baseman. Carson had him like a top 15.
Yeah, he is.
And that's about it. Storage gonna get traded. I think I wouldn't be surprised if he got traded to the Angels because they lost Simmons. And plus, the Angels are desperate. And plus, the Angels are not a man of principle, according to Zayden. I actually had a joke I was going to play because for anyone that's seen the Fairy Odd Parents, there's a joke where Denzel Crocker, the crazy teacher, gives Timmy Turner a super F. I was going to play it, but I don't have the clip right now. So they get a super F from me. This offseason's a super F.
Zayden would be a good voice actor for him.
What'd you say?
Zayden, say Fairy Odd Parents. Fairy Godparents.
No. Actually okay. Zayden would be a good voice actor for Benson on regular show.
Okay, before you guys go, I got questions about, like, you know, trades again. Where do you guys see Story going to? Guys of the Angels.
You hear all those people laughing for Carson's joke? Oh, wait. Silent. All right. What'd you say?
I said, what do you guys – I already said the where I think Trevor Story's going to go to. What do you guys think he's going to go to? Like, where do you think the Rockies will trade him to? I said the Angels. Not the Angels.
Fuck, are they going to trade
Alex Cobb.
The Brewers need a shortstop.
The Brewers need an infield in general.
Yeah,
no, they exactly. have Daniel Robertson.
The Cubs need a shortstop for when Baez leaves.
Dick.
But seriously, ain't like anything else? That's it.
I could honestly see. Ooh, that's actually a hard question. I don't know. Like, maybe the. The Phillies, depending on it.
Yeah.
Just give them Didi. They take his contract.
Yeah, actually, you're right, actually. I would say Athletics, but the Athletics are cheap, which I don't blame them, but they're cheap.
No, they do what they did with Estella to him. They just trade for him, and then he'd do really good and then leave and sign with the Giants in free agency.
Moneyball type beat. Okay, and then my last one, where do you see Marquez going? I said the White Sox. The White Sox will probably give very little for Marquez because the Rockies are a bunch of idiots.
The Angels.
Marquez to the Angels? Okay.
Yeah, that would be better. Why? I don't think they should trade for Story. They should trade for
Yeah, well, they're also desperate for pitching, but at least if they trade for Marquez, they'll get a good pitcher.
I could see.
What do you think?
I could see maybe, like, the Nationals, since they need – like, they like pitching.
They don't...
Well, he's better than Joe Ross. They were actually looking.
Yeah,
for...
but they have.
Yeah, but they have Corbin Scherzer and Strasburg. Corbin,
Strasburg.
Okay. Aren't they like, paying that all together?
Could the Blue Jays make a
they
run?
They were looking for a fourth starter, though. Like, they were looking for another pitcher.
Marquez to the Mets. There you go.
I was gonna say that, but y'all would be like, "Oh, you're biased. It's bias."
Okay. Last one. John Gray. Where do you see John Gray getting traded to?
The Yankees.
Why not the Blue Jays for either?
Yeah, you have a case there.
They should. Should
be. I say if the Rockies make either of those pitchers available, the Angels are going to make a hard run at them.
I got an idea.
Well, they probably won't because they're the fucking Angels.
So. Well, they need to, at least.
They need to, but they're the Angels. They don't like the team.
What about, like, your bold prediction, John Gray to the Rangers because they're desperate for pitching, too?
Yeah, but they're not trying to contend right now.
Yeah, but it'd be cool.
Kyle Freeland to the Blue Jays is cool. What I could see.
Man, what a genius. Actually, John Gray to the Yankees. Right, there you go. I think that's it for the Rockies.
Well, yeah.
Mason, oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah.
Rockies. C-.
C-? Are you high?
No, you're the one that eats the wheat.
That's one time. It was an accident.
Good, I'm not cutting that out. Everybody knows that Heim's a scumbag druggie now.
The Rockies aren't going anywhere. They got rid of Arenado's shitty contract.
Yeah, but they didn't get anything back for him.
They got a decent, like, not a whole lot, but a pretty decent amount.
Okay. Where do you rank Arenado in, like, the top 100? What do you think?
Top 100?
Top 50. Top 50.
God damn it. I can't just think off the top of my head.
Fine, would you consider him a top 20 player in the league?
No.
No pitchers included. No pitchers included. Okay, well, why would you ask me that? Don't answer that, okay?
What's the point of...
Okay, you trade a top 5 first baseman and you don't even get a... Well, arguably top 5.
What did the D-backs get for Goldschmidt?
Kelly, which Kelly looks... Well, Kelly did pretty bad last year, but he was pretty solid his rookie year. He was, though. And they got, I about to say Merrill Kelly, but
Luke Weaver.
Yeah, Luke Weaver. He looks all right.
Wasn't he doing so good? But then he had Tommy. He was on.
Yeah, that's literally what happened. So he's like at best, he's our third starter when Gallen comes back.
I don't know. He might be better than Bumgarner, to be honest.
Yeah, if he does just as good as he did his first year before he got injured. But hey, Kelly's like I'm not biased, but Kelly did pretty good his first year, the D-backs.
Then fell off the fucking
cliff. Offensively wise, he was pretty good, but I didn't pay attention to his defensive stats. So maybe he was good offensively, but terrible.
I think his defensively defense was bad when I checked at them.
Yeah, so I don't know about that.
Matt Duffy's battings.
My fucking god.
Okay, Carson, you're fucking right.
An A plus. Oh no, I'm just kidding. A D minus.
A D minus. Alright,
I'm a man of principle. Fuck.
No, I can't say that.
Thanos quote. I
can't say that one now.
Well, you can still say they have Trevor Story and they're wasting him and Marquez.
Or I would say D. I'd go D. A D. Yeah, no, D plus. Fuck it. D plus. That's my grade. All right. Giants.
Good the offense. Giants.
I think
too offense. Bad they sell like 10, like 7 terrible contracts.
They had 3 World Series victories. I know you guys like to rip them for that. Which
my
makes
dad,
zero.
My dad's locked on the door. He's gonna gap something for him.
Dude,
hold up.
Okay, dick. Okay, can someone else get the fucking rundown?
Yeah, hold on a second.
Surprise.
All right. The Giants. That's the NLS. NLS, okay. Giants, let's see.
God damn it.
All right, here we go. They signed Tommy LaStella, Alex Wood, Jake McGee, Anthony DeSclafani,
Kirk Casale,
Jonathan Brebbia, and Matt Whistler. So, oh yeah, and they got Gausman back on a qualifying offer.
So good.
So,
all right. Well, that was way better than what Jaime does, considering he just does it slowly and bullshittery.
Fun fact: Kirk Casale did better than Bolina.
All right.
I'm pretty high on
Alex. So, great.
Yeah, same.
And Jake McGee.
I wanted the Mets to get McGee.
And LaStella. LaStella's underrated. Would be nice for the White
Sox. Farhan Zaidi is a okay. really smart GM.
Come back. Let me do this real quick.
I already did it.
Oh, no. Thank you, Mason. You actually did something for once.
I mean, you didn't.
So, Jaime, what's your grade?
Well, do you go? Well, you all the moves, right?
Yeah, I did, dumbass.
Okay, B. I like the Alex Wood signing. That was pretty good.
That's shitty. All right.
Because when Wood's good, he's pretty good.
I'm going with a B plus.
I'm going.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, Zane, I understand.
I'm going for B plus.
Why?
Plus, I'm a man of principle.
Thanos.
He bring up a Buster Posey because like they're not like gaining that championship for Buster Posey.
Thanos, Satan.
I think it's. Can you shut that one. I'm gonna go. C plus.
Didn't you say before I left? Like, oh, they had a really good offseason. I'm a man of principle.
I thought about it. I did. They got a lot better, but what are they? The third best team in the division. They're not going to make the playoffs. What's that? That's just mediocre.
Yeah, but they got Jake McGee, though.
Okay. But it's not like they spent a whole lot of money on these guys.
Do you think they can?
Maybe. Not really, though, because the Padres and Dodgers.
They have Steven Duggar, so they're going to make the playoffs.
And what's the point? If you don't even think they have a chance, then what the hell is the point? Because these players
okay, I think the White Sox have
I mean, they're obviously gonna
chance
help
of a World Series, so F minus.
Oh, they'll help them. They'll be mediocre, and that's why I said that.
Look. Okay.
So they're kind of like stuck in the middle right now.
Okay, look. Okay, let me say this real quick. I think the White Sox have a 0% chance of winning the World Series, so F minus the offseason.
That's not
okay, but that's why I said.
I said that the fucking Giants
okay.
don't make the playoffs. I think it's more about making the playoffs than winning the World. Well, in terms of like my grade.
I'm a man of principle, Gamora, and what I see right here is absolute BS.
What the hell is this? So, yeah, I got a C+. And, Jaime, that was a terrible, like, attempted analogy. That's why okay. You're an idiot. Okay. All right. Padres.
Okay, then. Okay, so the Padres, they fleece the Cubs.
Yeah, here we go with your bullshit again.
They got Blake Snell. The Rays didn't get fleeced, unlike the Cubs. Got Joe Musgrove from Pittsburgh. Pretty good. Breakout candidate because he left Pittsburgh. They still have Lamette, which Lamette's can... He's kind of inconsistent. They had Clevenger last year, but he's gonna be out because he has Tommy John. So that rotation is gonna look really good by 2022.
This is a good rundown of offseason moves. Oh wait,
yeah, they got they traded them during the offseason.
What are you? This isn't offseason moves, honey. Give us the rundown of offseason.
You, Darvish, Blake Snell, and Joe Musgrove. Not offseason moves. Okay.
You didn't.
I just brought them up.
Okay. That's what you do.
They got Ha-Seong Kim and Jerkison Profar. Jerkison. they signed Melancon, who the best part of his career was at ball he catched in the dugout or not, the bullpen, and he's from Pittsburgh. Keon Kella, and let's not forget the overpay that they gave to Tatis.
Wasn't Kim overpaid too?
Kim?
Yeah.
Yeah, you say the same thing. I remember when I was going through some of these like off-season grades for like I was going through a bunch of websites. And a lot of them were like, well, yeah, it's true that Tatis only played 143 games, but he's marketable, so he deserves that money. Effing idiots. One of them that said that was ESPN, so I'm not even surprised. Yeah. ESPN when Tatis breathes. Okay, they get a B+.
Okay, that was
what the part where I meant, brought up ESPN,
giving them an A. The only thing that holds them back from an A+ were the couple overpays.
Tatis and Kim.
Yeah.
You said that.
Who did?
Mason. Well, no, he didn't say no hitting. Yeah. But they need more hitting. So they should have added him.
I mean, you got. Wait, is Pam still on the team? Or did Pam leave?
How much do they pay him?
What?
Kim? I could look it up real quick. Kim, Padres contracts. Ha-Seong Kim. 4-year contract with a mutual option. Let me see. Come on, load. Oh yes, please. Thank you, website, for not showing me how much money it was.
God damn it!
It literally doesn't even show how much money it is. Like, what is this? Let me just go to this baseball reference page. You talking, Mason? I thought the page was going to just show it. Sorry, a-hole.
Okay.
Okay, so 28 for 4. So he's making 7 a year. The thing is, he's not faced a pitch in the MLB yet, and they're already signing him to a 4-year contract for $7 million a year. It just doesn't make sense. I mean,
hey, he might be in the next Ichiro though.
Isn't he already like, how old is he? Isn't he 30 or something? 28.
He's from the KBO, isn't he?
Yeah. He's only like 24, actually.
24.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what's his like KBO stats. I know, like you can't compare really KBO to MLB, but maybe we can get like it's in the grass bat.
25. But I would have went with a 1 or 2 year deal at least.
Bro, these stats are. Fucked. Oh, wait, never mind. Okay. Let's see right here. He had a before in 2020 he had a 920 OPS, and in 2019 he had 880 OPS. But we can expect that to go down obviously because he's gonna face major league pitching compared to the KBO.
Yeah, Madison Bumgarner should go to the KBO.
Yeah, so he can hit for 270.
Jerry's Familia should.
Insert Yuli Gurriel, World Series Asian joke.
God damn it. So yeah, A.
Anyone gonna talk? Yeah.
Carson.
A. Just an A.
Grade.
Actually, yeah, he's just 25, Mason, so still young. But again, it's still a 4-year deal.
I'll go A minus.
That's a bit generous.
Shut that up, Carson. What the hell are you? Wait. Dodgers.
Honey. Okay. So let's just go to the biggest move first, which was the disaster. That was the Trevor Bauer deal.
Jesus.
$40 million per year for 3 years. We talked about this, and I remember correctly. Whose echo is that?
I don't know what the fuck that is.
It's starting to piss me off.
Quit it!
Carson, can you take your phone out of your a-hole?
It's not! What?
Wait, someone talk again. Is Echo still there?
No, Jaime. Give us
what. Okay, so if I remember correctly, we're talking about the Bauer deal. $40 million per year. Just keep in mind, he's making more than. Let me just list off a couple names.
What are any player in history?
Yeah, but let's just like let's see: Bieber, Bueller, Kershaw, Cole, DeGrom, Darvish. Let's see who else. Obviously, the GOAT, Madison Bumgarner. but Giolito. That's all to say. Terrible deal. Yeah, that's true, actually. But you expect a team that's really analytically driven, as the general manager is literally from one of the most analytically driven teams. You expect them to be like, hey, he didn't do that great the last couple years. Should we really give him $40 million? I swear to God, I think Buck's dugout was the general manager. Because the joke is that Buck's dugout has a extreme recency bias. But other than that, they got Corey Knebel, who's pretty good. Tommy Canale. I don't know. Connell.
Canley.
Oh, Canley.
Canale? What the fuck?
Canley. Okay, thank you. He is coming from Tommy John surgery, but the Dodgers actually have good, you know, like player production. If that's the word. I still forgot the word.
Player development.
Development. Thank you. My brain. I had like a super malfunction last night. Again. No, it was cocaine. they sent Dylan Floro and Adam Kolarik. I remember for Sheldon Neuse. That's his name. I'm not sure if I'm pretty sure I'm saying that wrong. from the Athletics, and they got Alex Vesia from Miami. They resigned Justin Turner, who is not even arguably, a top 5 third baseman. He is old, but he's like old man strength. So really, a good offseason. What holds it back really is the Bauer deal. So I'm giving them an A-.
I think the Bauer deal kind of doubles up on that holding it back, so I'm giving him a B+.
Well, actually, we should put in the context this grade could potentially go down because MLB. We talked about this the other episode, but they're gonna start cracking down.
It's got to be the worst contract in history.
Who deserves $40 million? Can we let's talk Juan Soto?
Well, obviously
Bieber. Betts.
You mentioned Soto before Trout.
I think Giolito is more deserving of $40 million than effing Bauer. Bash is me.
Bauer's just a dick, too.
Was it Dylan who posted the meme, like, Trevor Bauer in 2 years, and it shows him, like, a minor league vlog?
I think it was, like, a Japan vlog.
Trevor Bauer in 2 years. But, seriously, terrible deal. Since the MLB says they're going to start cracking down, I wouldn't be surprised if he was the first to be suspended. Because Trevor Bauer thought he was a tough guy, bragging on Twitter that, hey, guys, I cheat. That's like if I murdered somebody and I said, hey, guys, I murdered somebody.
Like, hey, guys, I ate a weed cookie.
Yeah.
You're about to cry. Already.
That's what he did, too.
No. Well, maybe if, like, Zach Gallen, like, got shot, then yeah.
God. All right, Jaime. You said
yeah. A Mason minus, said like B right? plus.
All right, Carson.
A minus.
I'll go an A.
I'm a man of principle.
A because they are the favorites.
What? That's not how it works. Okay, the Twins get an A because they're the favorite to win the division next year. There you go.
Dodgers are favored to win the World Series, dumbass. It's not equivalent. Fucking
retard. What do you mean? Oh, they're the...
Winning the division and winning the World Series is not the
okay,
same.
Yeah, but your logic still doesn't make any sense. They could have done nothing all offseason, but you probably would have still given them an A just because of the favorites.
They didn't need to do anything. What did they need
get
to
relievers? Because obviously, what's his name? Jansen's not going to... Jansen's, he's kind of like on his last legs, to be honest.
I mean, the only reason it's not an A-plus is because fucking Bauer. Yeah. So,
I'm not sure what's worse for the MLB. Bauer going to the Mets or the Dodgers?
And I mean, I went like one below fucking Mason and Carson, I think.
Well, it's not even that. It's just your reasoning makes no sense.
Wait, no. One above fucking Jaime. What?
I'm not disagreeing with you because you're great. I'm just saying your reasoning makes no sense. That's what I'm saying, you idiot. If you actually heard.
But why do you have him at an A-?
Because that Bauer deal was absolutely terrible, but they still made great moves.
They still made other good moves, though.
That's the thing. It kind of like cancels out. Your reasoning was they're the favorites, so they get an automatic A.
No, that was.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that, guys. I'm a man of principle.
This is what I meant. Is that they're gonna win, or they're favored to win, because of they didn't fuck up it. Well, they fucked up the Bauer deal, but who really gives a shit? It's not gonna hurt.
Well, yeah, I think in the money it will, because then isn't Bellinger's contract coming up soon in a couple years?
And Seager.
And I feel like as the world
Seager, Mason brought this up earlier. Seager's contract, Bellinger's contract. Who else? Isn't Kershaw's contract coming up like in a year or two?
Yeah.
Then they also got to deal with Price's contract, Bauer's contract. Then Buehler's contract is coming up soon in a couple years.
When's Muncy's contract expire?
How much service time does he have? Isn't like 4 years or something like that? Let me see Max Muncy, baseball reference.
Jaime, listen, let me explain it so you understand your small little.
I don't have
brain.
Zika. I don't have Zika. Understand? Saying you know.
Okay. So I feel like as the World Series champs, your goal was to not get worse.
Yes.
And they got better.
Okay, that's a better explanation. So then they're the favorites. They're gonna get an A plus automatically.
Well, like, as long as okay.
Okay. Mason asked when Muncy's contract comes up. He'd be a free agent in 2023, but he has an option in 2023, and they'll most likely pick up that option because they'd be idiots if they didn't. Actually, do you guys see Kershaw leaving the Dodgers?
No.
What happened? I didn't hear anybody. I don't know why they. I don't know. I get it. I get it. Price is a terrible contract, but I don't know why they just didn't trade him. It's like a desperate team.
You'd hate to see Kershaw leave, but if they can't afford him, then he probably will.
Watch the Bauer deal be the reason that Kershaw can't come back. Actually, that'll be the exact reason. Actually, I think. How much money are those three combined? Like, really? Like, Price is getting like $30 million. Kershaw's getting $30 million. Bauer's getting $40 million.
They're making over $100 million.
It's effing crazy. Just like all together.
So, three pitchers on that team are taking over $100 million in cap space. Just
three starting
pitchers.
That's fucking ridiculous. And Price.
I thought the Nationals at the time spent a lot of money on pitchers too.
All right. Good there, done there. All right, Jaime, who finishes in fifth?
Let's see, Rockies.
Record.
Oh, okay. 62-100. I'm gonna say they're gonna do like somewhat decent, like during like the first half, but then they're gonna trade Story, Marquez, and Gray. They're just gonna go like in a. They're gonna like drive off a cliff. Have anyone seen that clip of SpongeBob where Squidward falls off the cliff, then explodes like a nuclear bomb? That's gonna be the Rocky season.
I had the Rockies at 61 and 1.
Carson. Carson.
Fuck, I had my mic turned off.
Carson.
Rockies.
Wait. You just wait. Okay.
Whatever.
I just fucking said it.
Okay, Carson, you gonna give it?
Rocky 63-99.
I'm gonna say it again. 63-99. All right.
What?
D-backs at.
Are you really good? Okay. I know this. I am biased, actually. But how are you gonna say that the Rockies are worse than the? How are you gonna say the Rockies are better than the D-backs?
The same way you said the White Sox were
how
the Indians. So that's how that.
How you think I was being serious with that? I was obviously trolling you.
Did you not just hear me change it?
Okay, well, I'll lose my mind because there's no way you put the Rockies over the D-backs. In all the alternate dimensions, all the alternate universes, there's not a single universe where the Rockies finish over the D-backs.
I mean, it's the D-backs, so I could see it happening.
I mean,
God damn.
If someone drops a nuke while the D-backs are playing, then yeah.
Oh, here's a prediction. Troy Lovello, since there's no toilet in like the dugouts, he got poop on the floor.
Yeah.
Okay. The all D-backs. Right.
Who do you have in fourth place, Jaime?
73-89. Okay, I'm gonna say it again. In any alternate dimension, any universe, any timeline. There's no timeline, universe, or dimension where the Rockies finish over the D-backs this year.
All right.
And in the same exact way, there's no way that the White Sox actually make the World Series.
Had Diamondbacks 75 and 87.
That's generous, says Zayden.
That is very generous. D-back?
Go ahead,
69 and 93.
Fuck.
Funny number.
Oh, that is actually accurate.
All right.
I got D-backs 67.
Bruh. okay. At least not fifth. That's what? Better. Okay.
You think that they're in the Giants got a lot better. The Padres are really damn good.
And D-backs did nothing, and the Rockies self-imploded. So yeah.
So you're just gonna get your wins.
Probably, actually. Actually, my name right now in this call is Rockies versus D-backs battle for the last spot in the division.
All right. I think we all know who comes in third.
Okay, second, my third place team is Padres. Just joking, but seriously. No, I'm not. You think you're dumb. Giants, 80-82. I said you're dumb.
Why'd you say
Giants at 80-82?
Oh, yeah, I'm done.
I like how Zayden's like, say that again. I say it, and he's like, okay.
But I just told you
can't pronounce names. Not wrong.
Which is true. So, what you said?
You're a pedophile.
What'd you say?
Like oh.
And you're a drug dealer.
Okay, I said Giants 80-82.
I'll go.
Giants
78-84. Giants
79
and 83.
Giants 80
82.
I'm a drug
dealer. Okay, second place. I got the Padres at. 97-65. Zayn's a pedophile. Watch him get arrested in Miami. Then Carson has to bail him out.
I'll drive my golf cart over there. Actually, no.
I'll drive
my bicycle.
Okay, so in second place, I have the Padres. 95-67.
I have the Padres in second place at 97-65.
Oh, okay, I'll go because they're not going to speak.
Shut the hell up. I got the Padres at 96 and 66. Jaime.
Hey, at least jugglers get paid.
Oh, my God.
That was.
Okay. First place, Dodgers, 103-59. Zane's mugshot will be out in about next week. First. He'll have a Mountain Dew t-shirt.
I'll take him through the Taco Bell driveway since they have Mountain Dew there.
Baja Blast.
They don't want Mountain Dew.
First
they don't
place. Want Mountain Dew zero, yeah, Dodgers ass, so at 106 and 56.
Dodgers 102 and 60.
Is someone effing their mic right now? Carson.
No.
I hear like.
No, it's not.
It is. It has to be Carson.
Hear what?
Can you hear it, Carson?
Zayden, do you hear that? You hear that?
I don't hear anything.
I do. Then it's you. All right, I got the Dodgers 107-55. Fucking
yeah. Hold up. Let me pull it up real quick.
When this drops tomorrow.
Wait. Hold up. Here, I need to talk about one more news. It's loading. It's loading. Don't.
Dude, he's gonna play.
What are you talking about?
Shit. I should just end it.
No, no, don't. Don't. It's serious.
All right, I'm ending this. You're doing
you got number one victory. Yes, well, you yeah, yeah, Fortnite, we're about to get down. Get down. 10 kills on the board right now. Just wiped out Tomato Town. My friend shut down. I revived him. Now we're heading southbound. Now we're heading to Pleasant Park Streets. Look at the map. Go the Mark Street.
Of course you learned that.
Take me to your Xbox to play Fortnite today.
Thank you for listening to MVP Baseball. We're going to go back to
you can take me to Moisey Meyer, but not Luke season. Lake.
Enjoy opening day.
I really love to.
I hate.